Okay, I'm taping. This is episode where we talk about Zoe coming back from Florida. Thank God.
Oh, yep.
The absence has been killing me.
Yeah, everyone looks a little bit bummed that I'm back.
Okay. You three work your best. We need some manliness
our
on
magic.
This show.
What about you?
Do I look manly in my hockey outfit?
That's like the epitome. Hockey players, like,
yeah, I'm going to slam you into the ice, brother.
You sound like Alex Jones.
I don't think you should be allowed to wear...
What's that? Hey, Zoe, how are you? I have missed you.
I have an opinion.
She's going to reboot.
So much.
I have an opinion, and my opinion is you can't wear hockey jerseys if you're not missing teeth.
I am missing teeth.
Because hockey players are always missing teeth.
I'm not going to show you one, but I'm missing one back here. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
and it was knocked out in a hockey incident, actually.
Was it actually?
No.
I was about to say, how did the puck get that far back in your mouth?
If you make an effort, you can get it all the way in your mouth.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
The podcast is over.
The podcast is just beginning. Okay, so do you want me to play some music in?
Yeah, why don't you play us in?
Okay.
Well, I can't say anything.
Nope.
I'm trying to be a good director. Go on.
Okay. Thanks, host. Pickle.
We should have coordinated that better.
Pickle. She's the host. She has to talk first.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
She's so freaking important.
I was going to say, happy Groundhog Day.
When's Groundhog Day? Is that today?
It's today, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. You didn't see what I sent in the chat?
Didn't we just have this conversation like 5 minutes ago? About it being Groundhog Day?
I wasn't here.
No, you told me about it, and then you said you did it on the chat, and then I said I really liked your chat about Groundhog Day, and then you're like... Yeah, it's one of my favorite holidays. You don't remember any
of
this?
It's your favorite holiday?
That never happened.
We already did all this.
That never happened.
We already had this whole conversation.
Oh, wait, you're doing a Groundhog. It took me so long. You're doing the movie.
She's the host.
I love
it. Can you tell?
Okay, I'm going to watch that movie tonight. I watch it every year, even though clearly I don't.
Never seen it.
Never understood it, never got the gist of it.
I've never seen it.
Hey, Zoe, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I got back
from Florida. Have you ever had deja vu? I don't know, but I can check with the kitchen. That's from Groundhog Day.
I know, but
it's a movie.
I wasn't going to dignify you with a laughter.
We just talked about
you
this.
You made fun of me
earlier
for not getting the first reference.
When you quoted it. Remember when you were quoting Groundhog Day earlier?
Don't look at me for help.
Hey,
I need help.
I can't. How are you?
I'm fine.
Who are you?
I'm sunburnt.
I know.
Yes.
Did you see this?
We're going to get into that.
Larry the Lobster, I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, my God. Hello. Jeez. It's the substance. No, I'm kidding. Hey.
It doesn't hurt.
Who are you?
I'm Zoe. I'm the host. Zoe with a Z. Z-O-E. You can spell it Z-O-I-E if you're German.
Ein kleinen Nachtmusik.
I'm kind of like the ringmaster of the podcast, like a circus ringmaster. I wrangle the clowns.
So when you said I'm the host, you did this weird thing with your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. That's my signature move.
I'm Greg.
I'm a circus peanut. They call me Abby.
You're Abby the circus peanut. I used to love those when I was growing up. They were great.
Gross.
I relate to them.
The circus peanuts?
No further questions.
No. Asked and answered.
Oh, all right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Zoe's the host, but I'm just going to say hi, everybody. Thanks for joining in, and we're very excited to be back.
Wee-oo.
And we're recording from the new studio, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
But we missed Zoe. Where were you?
I was in Florida visiting my brother.
I was rocking
Zion.
Back and forth and crying for Zoe.
I sat in the corner over there and cried. I really did.
Did you really?
I did, actually.
Because
cried.
I wasn't here to fill your lives with whimsy and joy.
Whimsy and joy, not just whimsy.
Yep. Yeah, I mean,
Did you fly there?
I drove.
You drove to Florida?
I do.
You're kidding me.
Well, I was a passenger in a car.
Oh, you rode with somebody.
With my whole family.
And you all went to Florida together? Mm-hmm. Like like in a family truckster?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. And so
it's a family trip to Florida.
I flew back. Yeah.
No. And then you flew back.
There's a lot in my family. There's 8 people in my family all together. So
is it a bus? Did you have a bus or something?
Yeah.
Did you actually have like a little bus?
Yeah, how did you get there?
Well, my parents just got an RV, so that's how we went down.
Oh, that's actually really fun.
Yeah, way nicer than how we normally went, which was in a van. So,
down by the river.
You'll be living in a van down by the river.
So you all went together for an occasion?
Yeah, to visit my brother who lives down there.
In Cocoa
Zion.
Beach.
Zion.
In Port St. John. Yeah.
Port St. John.
So
tell us about your trip, Zoe, to Florida. Florida.
Well, the drive down, I mostly listened to music and then fell asleep. And I would just kind of, I went back between those two things until I woke up and I was there. And then when we got there, we stayed in this house and I was worried I wasn't going to be able to get my own room. I was going to have to share it with one of my younger siblings. But then I bribed my youngest brother. I said, if you sleep on the couch through when I'm down here, because they're still down there. Ooh. I only stayed for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then
only 2 weeks.
I'll get you something from the magic shop because he's super into magic. He's 13 years old. He's a great magician. Shout out, Gran.
Yeah.
And Gran is his name?
His name is Joshua, but I call him Gran.
G-R-A-N, like Gran?
It's short for Granny.
You call your brother Granny?
That's what he answers to.
Okay.
From
his
a young age.
His name is Joshua.
That's a whole other thing. All of my siblings got some kind of weird nickname that stuck around for years because of me.
Zoe.
Anyways, so then I
Joshua, Zion, May. I'm only halfway there.
There's two more.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out the naming convention. Like, what is the naming convention? Are they all?
What does that mean?
Like, are they all Bible books from the Bible, or are they all like?
They were all going to be Z names, but my mom ran out after Zion and Zoe.
Yeah, there's not a lot of those.
The next is Heidi.
Zebra.
Zeta.
Yeah.
Zeta.
Zeta.
Yeah, I actually love that name.
That is a nice name. Yeah. I like that.
Does that have a meaning? I love looking up the meanings of people's names if they have strange names.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Travis, look it up for us.
So I took him to the magic shop because he said, okay, I'll sleep on the couch, which he was fine, guys.
So wait, he slept on the couch so you could have your own room.
So I got
in
my own room,
okay,
yeah.
Good. I like that.
So then he picked out a... one of those fire wallets where you open it and a flames burst out.
Real fire?
Real fire. He's 13. I was like, he can handle this. My mom doesn't know that I got this for him. So I'm really hoping that this ends up being super, super funny.
Oh my God, that could be very
scary. She'll find out when she listens to the episode.
Zeta is a feminine name of Arabic origin that means prosperous or fortunate. I like that.
Or it means offspring.
Or it means offspring. I like that a little bit less.
Is there a word
that's
for
pretty on the nose? Me when I have a daughter and name her daughter.
Is there a word for when you drop the little metal tab into your coffee drink and then you're waiting for it to
to take a sip and then it
and
slices your
I'd say it
open?
But this isn't a bonus episode.
So you went to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything fun while you were there?
Went to the beach, got sunburnt.
Yes, I can tell. You look like the lobster from The Lobster.
Oh. I only really got sunburnt here and then a little bit on my legs, but that's it. Oh, okay. Abby's winking at me.
Well, yeah. She's you're touching yourself and she's like, wait, what?
I'm sorry.
Where did you burn yourself?
Oh, I'm not going to... Somebody give me, show me on the doll where the sun burnt you. No. That's not funny.
We need a picture of Zoe on this big TV, and then, she can have a stick, and you can just point
it. Yeah, I can point to her. Yeah.
So you got burned on the beach?
A little bit, yeah, because I don't wear sunscreen.
Did you do anything crazy?
Why don't you wear sunscreen?
Oh, I didn't feel like it.
Is it a science thing or something?
No.
Believe the science.
No, I just don't like... I just don't like it.
You don't like sunscreen?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you do anything fun?
When I was it's January. The sun doesn't burn people in January. And then I went home and I was like, ha ha ha.
You're not supposed to be that color. Yeah. What did you do when you were in Florida besides go to the beach in Cocoa Beach?
I mean, we were basically just kind of tourists and we went around all the different shops and stuff.
You were singing, right?
Got some really good coffee. Yeah, I did karaoke.
That's cool.
Because I told my brother.
Was Zion?
Yeah, that we needed to duet Stop Dragging My Heart Around for a while now. And he would never do it because he's like, I can't be Tom Petty. I can't hit the notes. I'm like, whoa. Hey, man.
You can be on the show if you want. You don't have to.
Harry, say hello.
Just say hi real loud.
No.
Hello.
Hey, we have a BTS.
I know that guy.
Guy here today
Jungkook.
Shooting.
Jungkook.
We have a guy here shooting behind the scenes footage. Either that or he's in a Japanese boy band.
Yeah, I wish he would stop.
I don't know which. Shooting footage? Did you get some of her red shoulder? Because there was a second there.
There was a second there where half my shirt was off.
Yeah.
Me need for TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Put that on the TikTok.
No, don't.
Yeah, do it again.
No, I'm not going to strip for your podcast.
It's not my podcast. It's your podcast. You're the host.
It is a visual medium.
Abby and I just show up and like...
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
I make the merch.
How's it going?
I make the merch. Hey, we have merch. Hi.
Hey, we have merch?
I made merch.
Let's
what is
pause.
Merch? What is merch short for?
What do you mean we have merch?
Merchandise.
We have merchandise for the Village Idiots podcast with a Z?
Sir? Yes, sir.
Tell me about it.
We got stickers. We got...
There you have it.
We got stickers, folks. We just found out.
We've got bed sheets. We've got mouse pads.
No, we don't.
We 100%
Please tell me that it's all just Greg's face over and over.
I should do that.
We have bikinis. Zoe has worn.
I have one that's a mini skirt. I made one that's available as a mini skirt.
You do have a mini skirt?
100% one of them is a mini skirt. I've got literally anything that you can think of.
Masks. Well, tell us about this. Like, what is this? What do you mean we have merch? Where is this merch?
If you check out Redbubble today,
Redbubble,
search for Clock Tower Media, and then you find a bunch of vaguely familiar quotes
or Village Idiots.
Yes.
Get on Redbubble and look for Village Idiots, and you'll see a selection of Zoe quotes.
Boom! 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 Boom!
Yeah, you will.
Might even see Zoe's,
yep.
Red skin.
Oh, that's a slur. So that's a slur. And as someone who's 1/16th Cherokee, I take that very personally.
Hey, I am too.
Are you really?
He is too.
Are you really?
North of Dayton, south of hell.
Oh my God, we're all related.
Is that you?
Yeah, that was me.
You said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Abby killed Coolio, ? We have a bunch of different awesome graphics that Abby's done.
Oh, yeah.
And these look really, really good. I'm very excited about
these. I like the cowboy boots with the disco ball. That's my whole thing.
What's the MSRP of my fist in your face?
That's what Zoe said to Zion in the last episode.
No, I did not say that.
You did say that. Oh, my God.
I did not say that.
I got catcalled in an Ohio IHOP. That is hilarious.
I think that is a t-shirt.
Wait, okay, yeah. I think I might have cut that out. What's the MSRP?
No, I think
no,
that's
it's
in
there.
There.
Is
yeah.
it? Okay, good.
No,
all
it's
right.
there.
And this one's about Brie. I speak fluent road
I like that
rage.
One.
Don't chase ghosts. Yeah, we got a bunch of great merch, and I'm very excited about that.
Sometimes I just want to stand on the corner, but not in a prostitute way.
That is the best. That
and
is
I
the
live
best.
By that.
So if you want merch, how do you get merch?
Go to redbubble.com, and you search up Village Idiots, or you search up Clock Tower Media. And there will be an array of assortment of items on many merchandise.
And if people buy stuff, then Zoe gets money? Is that how it works?
Yep. Feed her.
For sunscreen.
I get a quarter for the gumball machine.
I get a quarter
you get
for
money,
the gumball
and you can
machine.
Buy sunscreen.
No.
Okay. Well, you can buy it, but then choose not to use it.
I like to drink sunscreen.
There's a ghost with goldfish that just appeared.
I see
Bree's
a ghost
here.
With goldfish.
Is he recording me?
Bree has joined us.
Yes. Bree is in an unsafe environment.
I am, and I spilled my coffee all over myself on the way here.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you miss Zoe? Speaking to the microphone.
She's like, who?
Bree, we're talking about merchandise. Do you know about merchandise? Look what your sister made.
I know, I love it. I want several.
Aren't those awesome?
Sorry.
We've got merch. So yes, go to Redbubble and check out our merch, and every penny goes towards Zoe's fund to purchase...
Sunscreen.
What are you gonna buy? What are you gonna buy if you get some money, Zoe?
I think I should buy a wallet to hold all the money that I'm getting.
A fire wallet.
A fire wallet. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
We'll go to the magic store and we'll
magic
we'll
store.
Up.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I've been to Florida many times, but I've never gone for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And you're saying the rest of your family is still down there. So
they're
do you
staying
guys,
for 3.
You go for long, like super long vacations?
Like once a year.
Really?
Yeah, about 2 weeks is how long we'll stay.
That's a long time to go on a trip anywhere. I don't think I've ever been anywhere for that long.
Really? You're a rambling man?
No, I just want to come home.
Oh, that's valid.
Yeah, that's how I am.
That's valid.
But you were gone, and then you came home on your own, and everybody else is still down there.
Yeah. So my sister actually forgot her ID, Heidi, because we flew back together.
Oh, my God. Chiki Chi just keeps making up new names for new people.
Yeah, these are all.
There's like 40
she's
people.
She's gaslighting us.
I really am. Yeah, it's I'm an only child, and I'm just schizophrenic, and I imagined all the other siblings.
There's only Zoe.
It's only ever been Zoe.
I don't have parents. I'm an orphan.
I saw Zion, and he was sitting over there, and you were sitting over there on opposite end. So
and
I know
May
it wasn't
was
you in drag. It was you. And then Zion was over. And then May was here too, yes. Yeah. So unless you can be in three places at the same time, you do have siblings.
A murder of Franzes was in our presence.
Is what they call us, yes.
Franzes?
What was I saying?
You went to Florida and you enjoyed your trip.
Yeah, I guess that is what I was saying.
And you did karaoke. What else
yeah,
did you do there?
That might be it. I'm trying to. I walked to Dunkin' Donuts like every single day.
Okay.
It was like a mile away. I would just walk up there, get a maple donut. And Sabrina Carpenter, brown sugar shaken espresso. And then,
what's Sabrina Carpenter? Who's that? Is that somebody
think about
famous?
Me, know my old testimony espresso.
Wait, what? Is that? Are you singing? Is she
not
like a
actually,
TikToker?
Yes.
She's a singer.
A TikToker or
that's
like a
that's
regular
my knowledge
singer?
Of her.
She's a singer. She's a singer. She's in the.
I'm working late.
Late. Because I'm a singer.
I did too.
I'm a sinner.
I definitely thought
I bet
it was,
that's
I'm a
also
sinner.
True.
I mean, have you seen any of her concert footage?
You would
she
know, wouldn't
sinner.
You, Zoe?
Sinner.
You would know. You said Juno pose? Zoom in.
So does Sabrina Carpenter, if she's a singer and has an official drink at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, you'd be surprised. A lot of Dunkin' collaborations have happened. You might remember the Ice Spice Dunkin' collaboration where they blended up donut holes into a drink and
that is disgusting.
And told people it was edible. Now,
was that a lie? That
was
a lie.
This was a lie. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't try it. I didn't try it because it did not sound good to me, but a brown sugar shaken espresso sounded really good and I ended up hooked on it.
Is that when you worked at IHOP? I mean Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Dunkin'
what
Donuts.
Other collabs have they had?
Didn't they collab with, I want to say, Ben Affleck?
Diddy?
What?
What the?
Did they have a Diddy collab?
Oh,
what
no.
What the flavor of that?
I don't want to know.
Let's look up.
Roofied? I don't know what's in there.
That's funny.
Cinnabon flavor.
That's fun. Oh.
Oh, get it?
That's a layered joke.
There's like four layers on that joke. Who else could they collab with that would be funny?
Zoe.
Yeah, they should collab with me.
It should be the rubber ducky drink. They blend up rubber duckies.
Oh, yeah, because they are edible. I've tried. They are edible.
So Sabrina Carpenter is a singer. Would I know her song if Zoe sang it to me?
Sing.
What's her most popular song?
Espresso
I'm not,
right now.
Okay. Well,
Espresso
you sang
is
it.
Her
you
name?
Sang it already.
Is her song?
Yeah.
Espresso?
Yeah.
She's got another. I feel so much better like a feather when you're off my mind.
Yeah.
Bree, will you turn that heater off? Thank you. Just turn the temperature down, though. No.
I'm trying to find all their other collaborations.
Don't turn it off. Just turn the temperature down. No. Yep. There you go.
Nope. Yep.
I have a voice-controlled air conditioning and heating system in here.
AKA.
But only when Bree's here. That's perfect. You did great. Oh, my God. She almost spilled her coffee again.
Joey Fatone, I guess.
I'm gonna steal Bree's goldfish when she's
so gone. Sabrina Carpenter is a popular singer of the day.
Yeah, so think of like Olivia Rodrigo or Taylor Swift, like kind of that kind of pop.
Okay.
Not level. My type of music.
Rachel Zegler. She's
an actress,
singer,
and she's a singer, but she doesn't like release music.
Wasn't she in the West Side Story?
Yes.
Rachel Zegler?
She's getting so much hate right now, though, for Snow White.
I don't think
for the new Snow White.
Oh, that's who that is. She's in the Us
Hunger Games.
And Snakes.
Yeah.
Hunger Games. Yeah, I didn't see that. Was that good?
I liked
Hunger
it.
Games
the book's actually really good, too.
I didn't read the book.
I have it. You want to read it?
I have it. I just haven't
I see how it is.
No, she's getting a lot of hate for Snow White
because
it looks horrible.
It does. Have you seen the trailer?
I have many, many times. Over and over,
why?
I watch it. I do that, and then I
listen to Sabrina
Carpenter.
Are you infatuated with the little half, like, CGI, half photorealistic dwarves that are in my nightmares?
I'm stunned by how horrible that looks. So, yes, I watch it over
and
over again.
It's like looking in a mirror.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Hey.
Okay.
Me?
I don't like Disney.
That's not that controversial.
Wow.
No, it is.
Have you met
Disney adults?
You're going out. You're going out on a limb with that one.
I don't like
Disney adults are ruining it for everybody else.
Did you go to Disney when you were in Florida?
No.
Oh, okay.
You think, no.
Did you go, did you see a rocket launch when you were down there?
No, I
There were several.
I normally do, but I didn't this time.
I was
Wait, you've actually seen them before?
Mm-hmm.
He's in Cocoa Beach. You can see them pretty close.
I saw a cruise ship launch.
Straight into the
air. Into the air.
They put jets on the back of that thing.
I said, I don't think that's where it's supposed to go.
It was so sad. I texted Zoe about this rocket launch, and then I just deleted the text. I backed it out, and I'm like, she doesn't care.
I normally do watch the rocket launches, but I just wasn't near the area long enough to like catch one. I think one happened.
My folks are in Vero Beach, and they can see it, and that's hundreds of miles away.
Well, I guess I just don't look up.
And wrong is what I'm hearing.
Yes, I don't know.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
What else did you do in Florida, Zoe?
I really wanted to see an alligator, but I never saw an alligator. And I saw some goats, though. And what else?
I hate goats. I hate goats.
I love goats.
No.
Goats are
Do you like goat yoga?
So sweet.
No. Have you done goat yoga?
I've never done goat yoga, but have you?
I will pay to have you go do goat yoga.
I want to hear about
she
your
can
experience
do
it.
I
no, I don't
want to
do it.
What
I
is goat yoga?
I'm not going to go either. I don't want to
like
go with you. I will have you go and pay for it.
Oh, like pygmy goats. Or
and they climb up on your back while you're doing all the yoga poses.
If I like get that. Pooped on, the answer is
it's
no.
It's free. No, if they poop on you, it's free.
I don't want the free poop.
I would do that. I would do that because I love goats.
You get a refund. You get your money back.
Okay, see, now I'd do it.
Your goat
you
money back.
No, goats are traitorous little bastards.
No, they're babies.
I will send you both, and I will pay just for content.
Are you
going to
record
this? No, I'm not going. Are you kidding me? I hate goats. They're disgusting.
Yeah. They're
no,
awful, and they're
I
traitors.
Love goats.
Well,
traitors.
There you go.
Okay.
And we'll send somebody to do BTS photos.
Oh,
somebody
well,
put their
we already
hand
have
up.
A volunteer.
Yay.
Shocker.
Yeah, I don't like them. I used to play airsoft all the time. And my friend had like this big like fenced-in field with a ton of goats. And for whatever reason, we were playing airsoft in there with the goats. Not shooting at them, you know, not on purpose.
How else could you play airsoft with goats if you weren't shooting at them?
Well, they were just in the area, just munching on things.
Like you
it
would
was a
dive
huge...
behind them and like roll around?
So,
and...
No, I was like hiding in a bunch of trees because it was heavily wooded and they were just like in there. And I was hiding behind something and they start just staring at me. All of them gave away my position the whole game, following me the whole time. And they're just...
I guess you do have beef then. Yeah.
Yeah, weird freaking rectangled eye looking.
Hey.
Ooh.
Those are children you're talking about.
Could you do
about.
Goats with like paintball? Would that work?
I would shoot a goat. Allegedly.
That's going on a sticker. I would shoot
no.
a goat.
Not like to kill it. Just to maim it.
No.
Would you shoot a goat?
I would not shoot a goat. I would shoot a goat with love and kindness.
Cupid?
Yeah.
It's about that time.
I would shoot a goat with love and kindness. Write that down.
Okay.
That's going on a sticker.
I remembered that I saw a really cool car while I was there. And it was
what
like...
Was it?
It was
Flo Rida?
You guys think you're so fun.
I want to know what you did in Florida. It sounds like you did literally nothing but lay on the beach and burn
no.
part of your shoulder.
Wait, let me show you this. Car.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Wait, this is me on top of it because the owner came by.
I wouldn't consider it a car. It's more of like
it, it's
a...
It's drivable. You're driving
it's drivable.
And, it, and he said...
It looks like the stairs from Arrested Development.
He was like, do you want to go on top of the
stairs.
Car? And I said, say less. So I climbed up.
I like that. That's good. That's
I
a good
went,
photo of you.
Ugh.
That's weird. It looks weird.
Which one is it? Does it look weird or is it a
If
good
a car
photo?
Was your personality.
I think it's called Glubby. At Glubby. Follow him on Instagram. He was really nice.
What's it called?
Glubby. Glubbey.
And what Glubby. Kind of car was it? Like a.
I don't know. He tricked it out and it's awesome.
It's
okay,
a
that,
car.
Can that be the photo for this cover
yeah,
for this
yeah.
episode?
I should add like googly eyes to it.
Yes, and put his Instagram in there.
Yes.
Nice. What else did you do in Florida?
Well, there's a certain demographic of people where if you are me and May and walking down the street, you will get catcalled. And that happened a couple times. But one time was really, really funny because they tried to drive away, but their truck kept stalling. Okay, so it's night and we're standing. We're out at night. We're like by the dock or whatever. And there's like this big parking lot and there's this truck in the distance and it's parked and there's like some whatever teenage boys or I couldn't really see them, but they get in the truck eventually and they drive right up to us and they park They roll the window down, and then someone tries to do the somebody whistle it for me, if you can whistle the... But it sucked. And so we started laughing so hard while he kept trying to, like, do the whistle.
He kept trying.
He would not stop. And then I said, I quieted. I was like, you can almost hear it. And we should have got shot because we were, like, hardcore mocking these guys. And then they tried to, like, rev up their engine and go away. But it kept, like, starting, stopping. Like, and then finally they, like, sped away. And we thought it was funny.
That's really funny.
I laughed hard.
I'm going to ask this again because I don't remember the answer. Is it at all flattering to be catcalled?
No.
Or is it just weird and creepy?
Zoe.
Because Zoe's smiling and kind of whimsically looking around like it's a thing that you're not, didn't hate, but didn't like.
It probably depends on the person. I'm going to say on behalf of all women, no, it is not flattering. Don't catcall people. But on behalf of
unless
me.
Unless you're Ryan Reynolds, oh then Lord. It's okay.
On behalf of me, who growing up felt like I should apologize to people because they had to see me in public because I thought I was so bad looking. When I started like getting any kind of attention,
no, I get it.
I felt like really good about it.
Yes, I know what
and
that
it,
feeling.
It could
yes. I'm hideous. I know I'm hideous, but people no. come up to me and they're like, "I really like your hockey jersey.
I like your
cool.
Star Wars hockey jersey."
And then I'm
that's
like,
super
"Yeah,
masculine."
And then I'm like, "Yeah, it's nice to be liked. It is."
No, I get true. That, but no, don't catcall because that's bad. But I cried every day because I thought I was so hideous. So.
And Zoe, I love you. You're gorgeous. Shut the hell up.
Even now, I'm realizing that it was probably May that the people saw and were saying.
Brother.
It's a really
homeschoolers have a lot of self-esteem issues. Should we unpack that?
I wonder why. Why we is should. That?
It's because the only other people we look at is the mirror.
Yeah.
And we're like, who the...
But if you go to school every day and people are constantly making fun of
well,
you,
yeah, that, I, mean, that
I would think
too.
They would be worse. That would be worse.
I don't know, because I can't really contrast the two experiences. I know that, like, growing up when I was a part of, like, groups and things like that, no one ever had a crush on me. I was always the person who, like, liked somebody. But nobody has ever, like...
Not that you know of, though.
Yeah, but like at a certain point in like high school or when you're older, I've never been asked on a date either.
I think the Florida boy had a crush on you.
No.
The one that couldn't whistle. And then he drove away.
I can't whistle.
Quickly, and it didn't work.
A ghost.
What's the favorite thing you've ever done in Florida? Not on this trip, but just in general.
Oh, that's a good question.
My dad backed into a car.
What?
In Florida?
Florida.
That's my
That's
favorite thing.
Your favorite thing.
I'm
is,
so it's so funny. Every time we see a Walgreens. So we were going, sorry, I'll let you think while I say this.
No,
you
I want
to
hear.
You were at a Walgreens.
I was at a Walgreens. Well, we were about to be.
Where in
dad,
Florida were you?
On the way to Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. So you're in Orlando probably.
Yes.
Good.
And my dad was like, I'm going to buy motion sickness pills. So if you see like a CVS or anything, I'm like, oh, right there. The man throws it in reverse and hits a brand new car.
Oh, God.
We're in a rental car.
Oh, my God.
To get Dramamine. Drama.
Dramamine.
I mean,
Dramamine.
It wasn't that bad or anything. But then after, it was so funny. Every time we would see a Walgreens, we'd be like, oh, Dad, look.
Mm, there's cars you can back into right there. Look, over
every
there.
Every time.
Look, to a Target.
A Target, yeah.
I'm gonna say one of those airboat rides.
Oh, I've never been
those
on one
fun.
Of those.
I went
scary.
When I flew down to visit my aunt who lives down there, and I stayed with her for a little bit. And she took and I was with Zion, and she took us on an airboat ride.
Where does she live in general? Not
I don't know.
Southern, probably Southern Florida, though, right?
Because
that's
sure.
more the Gator area.
Gator, I hardly know her.
This girl here, look at her with the rolling.
Greg, Gator, I hardly know her.
Every time I go to Florida, my parents try to get me to go on one of those airboat rides, and I always say no because
really?
They go really fast.
Mm-hmm. Check.
And there's gators.
Yes.
And if you flip the boat in the gator area, you're dead.
Good. There's a good chance that
Pass.
You will be dead. That is correct.
No. Pass.
Invite.
No thanks.
Lana Del Rey married a airboat gator ride operator.
Okay, so Lana Del Rey. She's pretty.
I really like Lana Del Rey. She's my role model.
She sings about cars. Doesn't she sing about a song about a Camaro or something like that?
Pepsi Cola. We're talking.
She sings about Pepsi Cola. Or
we're not expanding on this.
I love that song.
What? Yeah. Do you remember Ayla? Shout out Ayla.
Why can't we talk about...
I showed her that song.
Shout out Ayla. Oh.
A song about Pepsi Cola?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is it? Or is it about a Corvette?
You should look it up.
Depends on what you call women.
She has a song called... She does have songs about cars. White Mustang.
I don't like the singer lady that whispers into the songs. I don't like that part. Who's that lady?
Billie Eilish.
I know you just said that. Why are you shouting?
Billie Eilish.
Hello, Billie Eilish.
Who the hell are you?
Someone's been in my room drinking my beers out of my room.
You're the beer thief, sweetheart.
What's that from? Oh my God, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I think you're the beer thief, darling.
Wait,
I'm going to clip the actual audio and put it in so people don't...
Oh my God, that would be hilarious. Stupid. I would love that.
Hi, darling.
Someone has been in my room and taken my beers away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You. You're the beer thief.
Ozzy Osbourne is
I'm
so
not a
funny.
Billie Eilish fan because I have to lean really close to this to the speaker.
No one else think you're so criminal.
Didn't she do a James Bond song?
She did. It was No Time to Die, but I don't know how it goes.
Oh, dang it. I was just trying to get you to sing.
No, you weren't.
I love it when you sing.
No, you don't.
No, because then I get a break.
Don't look at me for help.
You're the host. We're just tagging along for the ride.
So you said that you've been watching a lot of movies recently.
Yeah, we're going to do another episode later about that.
Oh, are we?
So my favorite thing I've ever done in Florida was I went to Orlando, and I went to Disney, and I went to Star Wars Land, and it was fun.
Woo!
And you went in a full-size, regular-looking, like, Millennium Falcon.
How do we all feel about mascots? Because there's a lot of mascots at Disney.
I don't like mascots. Okay. They're creepy.
So you liked Disney, but there were mascots swarming you?
I went to Star Wars Land, and it was great. I was not swarmed by mascots.
So we've had very different experiences with mascots.
So you got catcalled by a mascot?
No, but...
I don't know.
You got swarmed?
I feel like Donald Duck would look you up and down and go...
Was it Gaston?
Wait, do that again. Do it again.
Do Donald Duck. Do it.
Just for you.
That's the sound of Disney when Zoe's there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, hi, everybody.
That's good.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
Did Gaston hit on you?
No.
Is that what happened when you were at Disney?
No. I've never been to Disney.
Oh, you should go to Disney.
I just have, like, I've got bad experiences with, first of all, people dressed like clowns. Don't even joke to me about the clowns.
Or rats.
No, like real clowns.
Or
like
rats.
A circus clown.
No rats.
Not
no
about
rats.
Rats.
No rats. No rats.
Mice.
But a cow.
What the hell?
A cow. A Chick-fil-A cow. I was in Chick-fil-A. I was a young child. And a cow.
Trauma.
He was like walking up to me. And I was scared. And my brother started chanting, "Eat more steak. Eat more steak." So then I joined in. We started chanting, "Eat more steak," at this cow. And there were families kind of around, and they were looking at us like, I was probably like 10. But, and then he just kind of like had an evil glare in his eye, this cow.
He was going to get you.
I thought he was.
So you don't like mascots.
And in that instance.
That's who was catcalling you in Florida, the cow.
Cow calling. Sorry.
Don't dive. Please.
It was calculated.
Okay.
So you've never been to Disney, but you go to Florida all the time.
Yeah.
You have family down there?
Uh-huh.
A lot?
Yeah. Mm.
Great.
The bad half. I'm kidding, guys. Listen. Okay. That was a joke for the podcast.
Wow. Hot take. Zoe doesn't like her family. Thanks for joining us, everybody, today. That's a great episode.
I'm gonna cut that out.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for listening in and hearing all about Zoe's trip to Florida.
I rode on a dolphin once in Florida.
Why did you not say that?
Final answer.